Welcome to Solo Sailing Trevor White. Tonight we're going to talk about Yoga Nidra for Sailors. So this is staying in line with my last podcast, which was how solo sailors can get a decent amount of sleep. Now this is very similar, but it's different. Getting enough sleep sailing, it's about setting up a routine. It's about following that routine and being consistent, you know, and trying to get, you know, a consistent amount of sleep. You know, I often sleep 20 minutes at a time. I'll get up, have a look, you know, for 5 or 6 minutes and go back to sleep for another 20 minutes. And I can do this for hours, you know, for the whole night, in fact, if it's in a busy shipping lane. And if I'm out in the open ocean, I change that sleep routine to suit myself. You know, sometimes I'll sleep longer depending on the amount of ships in the area or the conditions. But, you know, I went through a technique for getting enough sleep when there are ships around. But sometimes, and also when you're on the coast, but sometimes you can't sleep. You know, you're in a busy area and it's just consistently busy. One of the places that comes to mind is coming around the top of Tasmania. It can be quite busy with shipping and fishing boats. It's also tidal. There's a lot of currents, so you need to stay on your A-game. Bass Strait is another area which is also very busy, and also Cape Otway, which is in the bottom of Victoria in Australia. So those places come to mind for me as places where I have been through several times, and I really struggled to get enough rest and enough sleep because there was just a lot of ships, a lot of fishing boats. There's also oil rigs. There's currents. Often the weather is terrible. And you're dealing with all of these things. But it's the ships typically that, you know, you can't forecast what they're going to do. You have an idea where they're going to go, but you can't always forecast what they're going to do. Yeah. They're an individual ship in the ocean being manned by human. Humans do strange shit. So if you're in that situation and you can't get enough sleep and you're up in the cockpit and you're probably taking little cat naps or maybe bouncing up and out of bed, you know, sometimes, you know, you might only get 10 minutes before the next ship is bearing down on you. And, you know, some of these new ships are doing, you know, 20 knots. You know, they're going quite fast. So it doesn't take long for a ship which is on the horizon to actually be upon you in no time at all. But a technique I've been using for a number of years now is something called Yoga Nidra. So it's Yoga Nidra for sailors. And I learned Yoga Nidra by default. I had a head injury and it caused a significant amount of pain. And I couldn't get rid of that pain because it was a head injury. It was taking a long time to heal. I had to get a bit of surgery done as well. And it didn't matter what painkillers I took, it just had no effect. And a mate of mine at that time was also recovered from, you know, significant injuries. He'd had very bad feet injuries, leg injuries, back injuries, and he'd become a yogi, a bit of a yoga guru, and he'd studied various types of yoga. And this is a guy, you know, he's a big guy, he's hard drinking, robust, you know, the last person you were going to think who would embrace yoga. So when he started talking to me about Yoga Nidra for the mind, I had to take a step back, and then I took a step forward and started to listen because I didn't expect to hear it out of his mouth. I thought, I've got nothing to lose. The painkillers aren't working. I am not getting any sleep. I mean, I'm just feeling miserable. So I sat down and listened to him, and he talked me through the process. He taught me how it worked. He didn't really explain how it works on my mind. I still don't understand 100%, but what I do understand is it works. And I've been, what he said to me at the time was, you need to find a technique that suits you. And it's typically a person is talking through a meditation. And it's just a process they talk through, and it just makes you incredibly deeply relaxed. And the result of that is you feel incredibly rested. It's like having an hour's sleep or a couple of hours sleep, and you might have only spent 20 minutes doing it. I find it quite amazing, and I use it all the time. Every passage I'm on, I use it, and particularly if I've got crew on board, I find I get less sleep with crew. So when I go down off watch, I put my headphones on and I'll go through this Yoga Nidra meditation, take the headphones off, and then I'll just sleep like a baby until, you know, the crew wakes me up. And I don't typically sleep with headphones on because I like to hear the noises of the boat, and if something's not right, then I get out of bed and I have a look, because I can generally tell what's happening in the boat just by the sounds that it's making. If it's all sweet, I'm comfortable, but if the boat doesn't feel right, then I'm out of bed checking on what's going on. And you know, sometimes sails are starting to back or the wind's veered, and you know, you just, as a sailor, you get used to the sounds of your own boat. So yeah, when sailing with crew, I typically get less rest, in my opinion. And when I'm sailing by myself, I set a routine, I set everything up, and I typically get, you know, a reasonable amount of good rest. So it doesn't really matter which way I'm working on it. I find the yoga nidra incredibly relaxing, and I still use it when I'm not sailing. You know, if something stressful is going on in my life, I will go and use yoga nidra just to get that really deep relaxation and rest in my life. And to be honest, you know, I wish I had found it as a younger man. I went through some really difficult times in my life, and yoga nidra would have helped a lot. I just wish I had found it then. But hey, that's part of life's journey. You find things when you're ready to find them. So I listened to a lady on YouTube, and you know, this is an English lady by the name of Lizzie Hill. And the reason I listened to her is I like the sound of her voice. She's got a very calming voice, and she has a 20-minute video meditation, and 20 minutes is perfect for me. You know, sometimes if I've had really bad headaches, or I've got really bad headaches, she has a 45-minute one, and I find that incredibly relaxing, so I'll just go through it. And then after that, my mind is typically eased off, the pain has gone away, and I can rest, or I can even get a deeper sleep. So that's what I do. When I'm sailing, you know, and I want to get a really deep rest, and I'm in the cockpit, and I'm unable to go to sleep, I might listen to one of these. Typically, I do listen to one of these 20-minute videos, and I just record it on my phone. Sorry, it's saved to my phone, and I'll go through it, and I'll just, you know, lay back in the cockpit, throw a blanket around me, a couple of cushions, and you know, I can still see everything if I need to, and I just listen to this lady's voice, and it allows me to relax. And after 20 minutes, when I've gone through this whole process, I feel like I've had asleep. I feel like I've had an hour or a couple of hours sleep. It's difficult to explain, but it's an incredible feeling, and it's certainly something that's worth looking into if you're not getting enough rest when you're sailing. So the benefits I see, particularly for myself, I get much deeper relaxation. I can get stress management. So recently I was sailing back from Fiji, got caught in a tail end of a cyclone, got beaten up pretty badly, and you know, I spent a couple of days when I was hove to just getting thrown around, you know, going through yoga nidra, just calming down, not trying to stress about the situation. There was nothing I could do anyway. I was hove to, and you know, it just helped me relax. You know, it also helps with sleep. So I use that regularly before sleep. And I also find if I'm tired, I'm coming into an anchorage or I'm finishing a passage, I can use this, particularly in the morning. You know, I finish a night sail, coming into a new port. I always like to come into a new port first thing in the morning. So if I do this, it'll really help me focus my attention and my alertness levels. Because when you're coming into a new port and you've got to clear customs, you need to be sharp. You know, you need to be aware. You need to get on the radio, talk to people. And, you know, you've been at sea for a week or 2 weeks, and then you've got to go in and, you know, start mooring and so forth. So you've got to think about all these things. So it helps. Pain management is the other area where it really has helped me over the years. You know, I broke my back years ago, so I get a lot of pain from that. Both feet were also broken, and I had, you know, head injuries. And, you know, it has helped a significant amount. I can't put into words how much it's helped with pain management. Again, I have no idea how it works, but it just does work. And I think it also just gives you a sense of calm or confidence. You know, it just calms the mind and allows you to focus on the challenges or the problems that you've got in front of you at the time. And when we're sailing, yeah, we often have challenges we've got to get over. So I'll go through a simple guide of how it works. But the best thing you can do is just listen to a video. And if it's for you, great. If it's not, no big deal. You know, you'll find your own way of you know, getting that rest you need. So typically there's a person's voice you like. You just got to find someone you like. And you know, I would say do it two or three times with one person. If it doesn't work, find someone else. There's loads of people who practice this, and they have their, you know, videos on YouTube, or you'll find someone you can buy their the yoga nidra meditation, and you know, just put it on your phone. So preparation, you find a quiet corner. You know, typically for me, I use a bunk in the cabin. I have a light blanket that I throw on top of me. I have a pillow that I put underneath my knees and a small pillow under my head. I lie back. I'll use an eye mask, which I have for sleeping in during daylight hours. And, you know, I just start breathing and calming down. And you just sort of start to, you know, breathe through your nose, in and out, and just slowly calm yourself down, get into that more relaxed state. And then they talk about, you know, setting an intention. So typically with this yoga nidra, they're asking you to focus on something you want to achieve. You know, is it, you know, feeling more relaxed, more calm, wishing to get a greater level of sleep? There's several things you can be focusing on, but generally for me, it's, you know, to get deeper rest and deeper sleep. And then they'll go through a body scan, which is, you know, they're just working through, you know, your left hand, your right hand, your legs, your feet, your body, your head. And they just go right through your whole body, and they just relax every part of it through this, you know, talk through. Then there's also breathing awareness. So they're talking about, you know, breathing deeper, breathing through your nose, and just, you know, calming your breathing down and having it more focused. And I've started to get into a lot more breathing lately, you know, but I use it for free diving. I'm trying to, you know, develop more of my free diving, and you know, breathing is a big part of that. And I found the yoga nidra has a lot of focus on breathing. There's also a focus on visualizations. You know, you're trying to calm yourself and get that, you know, deeper level of rest. And then they might go through some counting as well. And they, you know, count like, you know, through 1 to 10 or 10 to 1, and it's just, you know, calming you right down. Then they'll go back to returning to breathing, and you know, just feeling the raise your chest, the lower your chest. You know, the breath coming into your diaphragm. Different people have different ways of doing it, but I find it's all very methodical and a logical sequence. So once I've gone through this, you know, they slowly wake you up and bring you back to a level of alertness. But once I finish that, I typically turn off the meditation, the recording, and I'm ready to sleep. You know, I just put the phone off, and then I'll fall asleep within a minute normally, and I'll get a good sleep. Even if I'm only sleeping for 20 minutes, I will still get a really deep, restful sleep. I don't quite know how it works, but it's very, very effective for myself and in getting a decent, you know, level of deep sleep. The other things I find when I'm on a passage is sometimes there's a lot going on and it's really difficult to get sleep. Like, you know, you're worked up, you know, you're wired up, you've got lots of things going on. Things may have broken. You know, my last sail, I tore the main, I tore the mizzen, blew out the staysail, all in this tail end of the cyclone. Yeah, it was a very difficult few days, and I was a little bit wired up. You know, I also had water getting into the boat through hatches, you know, so I was constantly bailing water and pumping out water. It wasn't overly pleasant, you know, I was 500 miles from the nearest land. So I found myself getting a bit... So again, you know, when I couldn't sleep, I just went through this yoga nidra practice, and it just allowed me to calm down, put it all into perspective. I was where I was, you know, there's nothing I could change. The situation wasn't going to get any better by worrying about it. I just had to methodically go through the challenges in the boat. And I found that, you know, doing the yoga nidra meditation, getting some rest when I woke up, you know, I was able just to focus more efficiently and effectively on what I needed to do. You know, I dealt with the big problems and then worked my way through the small problems. And by the end of that, you know, I felt better. You know, I was on top of all those challenges again. And it happens, you know, solo sailing is quite challenging. You know, you don't have anybody else to, you know, talk through the problems. You don't have anybody to bitch with. All the problems are yours. So you have to be able to manage these challenges at a personal level and control your fears, if that's such a thing, and find a way of dealing with the situation you find yourself in. So for me, I find that I get a really deep rest and very much a level of focus and concentration from using the yoga nidra. And I think that's probably the greatest benefit I find from using it. And I use it probably every day when I'm sailing. I'll just lie down, I'll do one of these. It's like a meditation. And I feel more rested. And particularly if I'm not getting sleep, I definitely do it. So, again, can't tell you how it works. I don't really know. But I would encourage you, if you're not getting enough rest or sleep when you're sailing solo, or even if you just when you're sailing, is give Lizzie Hill's YouTube video a try. It doesn't cost anything. She has a whole range of different things, which I don't go into any of her other things. I just focus on the two videos she does, and I find them amazing. So it works for me. Hopefully it works for you. If that doesn't work, then also just visit my website and check out my Solo Sailor Sleep Guide. So I just talk about the sailing, and I went through it in my last podcast. But if you want to read about it, I went through it in a written form, just to make it easier. Everybody learns in a different way. So go through that, check it out, and I'm always adding new information to the things that I've learned over the years. I've been sailing for 25 years. I've learned a few things. I still make a few mistakes, probably more than I'd like to admit, but we all do, and that's why I do it. I find that every time I go out sailing, I learn something. And every mistake I make, I try not to make it again. And that's why I love sitting around talking to solo sailors as well, and sailing couples. You learn a lot from other sailors. So hopefully you learn something from me, and I get a chance to sit in a bar and share a drink and learn something from you one day. So thanks for joining me. Safe sailing, and I'll see you out there.